So today's sermon is titled, Shine. We are called to be salt and light. This week's lesson from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel features two metaphors, salt and light. Jesus is speaking to an audience of the sick and their caregivers. Jesus gives the public encouragement on how to live their lives now. His call is not for some far distant future, but for the present. When we listen to this gospel story, we too are drawn to the mount and surrounded by Jesus' words of mercy and encouragement. We are with him on this journey. Jesus begins by telling the people that they are salt. He says, "You are the salt of the world." One of the things that jumps off the page is that Jesus tells the people that they are already salt. Salt that the world needs to stay alive, to be tasty, to fulfill the needs of the world. A dash of salt flavors the whole dish. How shall we use our lives to add salt to a world in need of flavor? We are seasoning in a world that needs to be filled with flavor. I know that sometimes I get discouraged. Maybe it's the gray days or the seemingly endless winter that's not quite winter, that has snow, just sort of blah. But I am encouraged by this gospel message and something from Brené Brown's post this week on Facebook. Brené writes this: "The greatest challenge for most of us is believing that we are worthy now. Right this minute. Worthiness doesn't have prerequisites. So many of us have unknowingly allowed or been handed down a long list of worthiness prerequisites. I'll be worthy when I lose 20 pounds. I'll be worthy if I can get pregnant. I'll be worthy if I get or stay sober. I'll be worthy if everyone thinks I'm a good parent. I'll be worthy when I can make a living selling my art. I'll be worthy if I can hold my marriage together. I'll be worthy when I make partner. I'll be worthy when I make more money. I'll be worthy when my parents finally approve. I'll be worthy if she calls back and asks me out. I'll be worthy when I can do it all and look like I'm not even trying." Here's what is truly at the heart of wholeheartedness. Worthy now. Not if, not when. We are worthy of love and belonging now. Right this minute as is. And if you're thinking, "But I want to be better or grow or strive for something new," that's okay. Just remember, we have to love the things we want to change. Self-loathing and shame are not motivators. Self-love and self-respect are. Jesus would have embraced Brené Brown's wholeheartedness. Jesus loves us as we are and calls us salt and light. And then he encourages us to become more than we are at this moment. Jesus encourages us to let our light shine. A single light can light up the whole world. In Jesus' time, there was no electricity. So when the sun set, darkness was all around. Candles and oil lamps mattered a whole lot back then, so people could see in the darkness. A few weeks ago, raise your hand if you were here when the power went out in the meeting house. It was kind of exciting. We went from modern day to darkness. Luckily, we had cell phones, so we can't say we were really way back in time. So we pulled out our flashlight phones and we packed away our belongings. And the service had just ended. The timing was helpful. But in a moment, we were reminded of how completely connected we are to electricity. Did anyone lose their power last night? Oh, yes. Everybody's like, "We love." And does anybody not have power today? Everybody has it restored? Good. This is great. We're so dependent on electricity. I love it. I want it. It makes my life excellent. And yet, as we were leaving, there remained a faint glow of candles to help guide us on our way out as we exited the meeting house. And then our section for the day took good care to put it out. The miracle was, when the power was restored, it was restored in enough time for us to also have our Bobby Robert Burns night. Fabulous. Oh, so grateful, so grateful. All of this talk about light, letting our light shine, reminds me of the power of lighthouses that serve as beacons of protection to mariners at sea, preventing shipwrecks against rocks. Writer Annie Lamott said, "Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to stay. They just stand there shining." Now, let me share a few historical facts about a lightkeeper in Rhode Island named Ida Lewis, who spent a lifetime using the lighthouse and the strength of her strong rowing arms to save lives. Ida Lewis was born in 1842 and raised in Newport. Her father was the lightkeeper on Lime Rock, the lighthouse in the harbor there. Her father suffered a stroke when she was 12 years old, and in that same year, Ida rescued her first group of four men who were dumped into the water when a snowstorm hit. For her heroism, Ida was awarded the Gold Life-Saving Medal from the United States government. Ida spent her life taking care of Lime Rock Lighthouse and saved 18 people in her life. What a story of one woman letting her light shine. While Ida's role may seem huge, I want to remind each of you that we are called to let our light shine in small and big ways. Every light matters. Your light shines in the darkness when people need to know they are loved, they belong, and that we care. When I look out at this beautiful congregation, I see such light. The Anna Botsford, who has little Fiona, she's not here tonight because she's off directing a play this weekend with her students from Sturgis West called Dark Road. She shines her light as a theater teacher. This play is a powerful drama about the nature of evil that an individual makes in Nazi Germany as the woman becomes a prison guard. There are many lights that radiate from Anna, but the one I want to lift up today is how she wraps her love around her students at Sturgis and helps them discover their voice, their talent, and their potential. She shines a spotlight on her students so that they can shine. If you want to see this play, it's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Cape Cod Theater Company in Harwich. So take a moment, Wyatt, you're not ready for this yet, but the rest of us, and think about a teacher who's shown a spotlight on you. And say a little prayer of thanks for the teachers who helped encourage us on our way. Next, I want to lift up three women in this congregation who shine so brightly that we are inspired and light up when we are around them. Bobby Jordan in the back here, Sarah Wyatt and Peggy Bretz. Woohoo, you're all here. This is awesome. Each week, Bobby provides communion bread. Make sure you give her a thank you for that. That would be awesome. And juice for our worship, even if she is away. Bobby just slips it in advance into the fridge. I'm super grateful. If you need someone to talk to about navigating aging, what to do with health care challenges in nursing homes and assisted living, Bobby is this amazing resource. But most of all, Bobby is a light of love that encourages and helps, assists, and yes, corrects. And I am so grateful for her light. Thank you, Bobby. Sarah Wyatt embodies the light of outreach here at West Parish with her heart for justice. I can just picture her wearing that orange coat that she has, that she is also, that gives out to the homeless because that you can store your belongings in it and it keeps out the rain. Sarah was doing this just today. She takes our food offerings to the pantry. She organizes our pizza dinner on the fifth Sunday of the month at St. Joseph's Shelter. and you can hear her coming by her whistle. When I need to know where and if God is still speaking, I can hear God whistling in the life of Sarah. Sarah, we give thanks for your light. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now let's shine a light on Peggy today. Peggy fills the room with laughter, and when she hugs you, everything just feels better. Her gift of hospitality and care for each of us and the stranger are outstanding. Through her training as a psychology nurse working for years in a veteran hospital, Peggy has a compassion and a care for others that we can all learn from. May we let her example, her kindness, and her wisdom inform us as we practice what it means to be light and salt in the world. We are each called to be salt and light. When we shine our light, it enhances the whole. Our community grows and shines. Sending out a spotlight shares the light with others. Embrace the wholehearted beauty of who you are. You are salty. Let that saltiness show. You are light, and the world needs more light. Shine, siblings, shine. Jesus reminds us that we are blessings and continues that this blessing fit in with the law and the lessons of Hebrew scriptures. Wyatt is shining for us today. We love this little guy. The best way to fulfill the law of scriptures is to live out the love and blessings of Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And he told us, "We are the light of the world." Beloveds, go out there and shine. Don't hide your light under a bushel. Look around here, grab a friend, hold each other up. Connect with those that you meet all along life's journey and shine. Be the salt the world needs to taste good. You are salty. You are light. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.